just the usual sounds of Borough High Street can be heard now, but that wasn't so a couple of hours ago today, where the bells of St George the Martyr Church right in front of me had been pealing incessantly for about 24 hours, driving some people to ask whether the plague was back or whether the vicar had died. It was none of those things. What happened was the automated bell system got stuck, and that meant that church staff and the locals had to put up with the sound of church bells ringing for a very long time indeed.
So I heard them ringing last night and I thought, gee, they're ringing for a long time. So
were you worried? Did you think it was the end of days or, the end of the world? World War Three or anything?
No, I just thought that that's not normally 12 o'clock or 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock.
I only heard it this morning when I was out here around here with the dogs.
Yeah. Well, it was ringing all night.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, is that what it is?
I thought, what a funny time to be ringing the bells. You wouldn't have your wedding at that time, would you? But I think it's always lovely to hear the bells, so...
It was just bong. It wasn't doing a peal, was it? It was just doing
a lot of bonging, and you think, wait a minute, what's that about? Do you happen to know what it was about?
It got stuck. The machine. Oh,
I love it. Oh, great. Do you know, that is hilarious, because that's the one thing I hadn't thought. You know, when anything else goes wrong, you think it's gone wrong, but you don't expect bells to have gone wrong.
You thought there was a little person just ringing the bell
all night, did you? What on earth are they doing that for? I mean, somebody's getting a lot of exercise. A friend of mine, her dad, well, he was about 75, but he died after a big, long peal of bells. But I just thought, you know, if that goes on, somebody's going to give themselves a heart attack.
The vicar was away at the time, and the church wardens had to deal with the crisis by themselves. They put a notice on the church door, apologising for any inconvenience. They say, "The clock tower has been silent and the clock stopped. We greatly apologise for the inconvenience and disturbance the defective sounding of the clock tower bell has caused. This was due to a technical fault, which is being repaired." Well, now it's back to the usual sounds of the high street, the traffic, the police sirens, and a very annoying hydraulic drill from the building site opposite.